Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, is going abroad and going to music festivals your type of thing? And I think that they quite possibly are. So why not consider combining them both? It's somewhere new with a different vibe and you might even be able to do it a lot cheaper than you think. And here to give us his guide to the European festivals is a man who has been out in the fields and on the stage that loads them himself with his band Other Kin. It's Luke Riley. How the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Sorry, right before we were coming to air there, I had to cut you off, but I'm dying to know what you were about to say because we were talking about wedding bands and songs that were being played. Did you used to DJ at weddings at some point?
I used to DJ and played in wedding bands for years, so I had a bit of PTSD on the way. You've given me flashbacks to NAMM.
So would you absolutely be saying no to Dancing in the Moonlight?
No, that was the one I disagreed with you on, I have to say.
Thank you.
A great... Oh, no, wait. That's a banger.
I agreed with all of them.
Oh, yeah, it's a banger. Sorry, yeah, I agree with you. I Want to Dance with Somebody. That's like... I think the crown jewel of wedding dance songs or Dancing Queen. The Hills of Donegal.
Oh, yeah. That gets everybody up and
going. That's a big one. Yeah.
That's
probably one of the most frequently requested.
No matter where you are in the country.
Yeah. I saw a wedding crowd in Kilkenny eviscerate our DJ for putting on the wrong version of it. He accidentally, because they were hassling him to put it on and they were haranguing him to put off Breathless by the Chorus, which he accidentally put on. So he had to download The Hills of Donegal quickly while they were literally screaming at him. I had to intervene and he accidentally downloaded the a cappella version.
Oh God.
And they went bananas.
Oh God.
It was a grim sight.
I can imagine that he needed a lot of help after that.
He did,
therapy.
Yeah.
To get over it.
12 weeks.
But always be prepared.
Always be prepared, yeah.
Don't DJ a wedding. Unless it's going to be Graham Smith's wedding, which I was on the fence about getting an invite and now it's definitely not happening. He's just said no chance because you'll worm in one of these tracks some way into the DJ. Anyways, Luke, this is not what we're here to talk about today. We are here to talk about some of the recommended festivals that you think are great to go out to. But before we get into those, am I right in saying that you're also a doctor?
I am, yeah.
Oh my God. Mr. Dr. Rock and Roll. Dr.
Rock.
Phenomenal.
The Rock Doc, they call me.
The Rock Doc. Amazing. Yeah. Okay, let's get into it. We are going to France first.
Yes.
And you've played at this festival.
Played at this festival, Eurocayenne. It's in a town called Belfort, which is about an hour and a half from Paris. And it's a beautiful, antiquated fortress town that was built like pre-war. Because of all the developments in artillery or something like that. But it's really stunning. And they have a festival just outside the town on the water. Kind of like Life Festival, but with actually nice weather.
Okay.
But
stunning.
With French people.
That's,
no, I like French people.
That's the pros and cons. Here
yeah,
we go. This
exactly,
is what we're
yeah.
doing today.
Yeah.
The likes of David Guetta are playing this.
Lenny
Kravitz and The Prodigy. Like huge names.
Huge names, yeah. It's quite an eclectic mix. They've also got smaller bands like alt rock bands like The Breeders. They've got Sprints, who are an excellent Irish band as well. Kind of caters to everything. I think the real draw for me is just that it's a beautiful location just on that lakeside. Like one of the stages is literally built floating onto the lake there.
Stop it.
And it's fantastic.
You couldn't have that here.
You couldn't have that here. No, there'd be too much misadventure.
Yeah. It's just too much tomfoolery. Wouldn't be able for it. You said that's an hour and a half from Paris. So that's accessible enough to get
to. It is, yeah. Flying to Charles de Gaulle. I think there are two-day tickets for 115, so not too shabby.
Okay, yeah.
You're near Paris, so it's a great city in summertime too.
Yeah, to go to. I always think of whatever about the journey to the festival. You have to remember what the journey back is. So an hour and a half is totally acceptable.
I've done all mine in the back of a stinky van, you know, driving 8 hours and then getting a ferry for three. So
you're like, nothing.
This is luxury to me. Yeah,
this is absolutely nothing. Let's move on to the next one. This is a bit more well known to people. It is Primavera.
Yeah, I would say this is probably... out of European festivals, the one with the best curation.
Yeah.
It's mainly of a kind of alternative indie slant, but there's so much good pop stuff in there now. Like the headliners Vampire Weekend, who I think have released the best album of the year. Justice, who've also released this incredible hard-hitting dance album. Peggy Goo, she's everywhere. Yeah. Lana Del Rey.
Oh my God.
SZA, Charlie XCX.
Oh, Charlie XCX, sign me up.
Yeah, it's one of those rare festivals that the further you get down the bill, you're still like, oh, this is stacked. Another really cool thing about that is it's in the heart of Barcelona, which is... I mean, that's just one of the best cities in Europe.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute party vibe. But typically this festival day start at like 8 p.m. Like the first act only comes on at 8 p.m. Okay. And the headliner will finish at maybe 3 or 4. Okay. So you're in it for the long haul. So if you're of that persuasion, you can go as late as you want. It does have its drawbacks. You get to bed at like 9 a.m. and then the heat wakes you up at 12. So I went there 2 years ago and I honestly have never been the same.
Do you camp at this?
You can't camp at this one, no.
Okay. I would assume because of the heat.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it is. Yeah.
Again, that's probably a bit of a pro and a con. The pro is that
you're not camping in a sweaty tent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the con is that the accommodation in Barcelona is phenomenally expensive.
Okay.
Especially so last year, I think it clashed with the Formula One race that was on.
Oh, God.
So I saw a ton of my friends just selling tickets because they just couldn't afford accommodation that was reasonable. Also, so it's like Coachella where it has one weekend and the following weekend it's the same, or it's a different lineup.
Okay.
But you can go to both, and in between they have gigs all around the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and some of the headliners would play, like I remember Phoenix, who are a huge indie rock band, they played in like a 1,000-cap venue a few days after the gig. You have to queue, but you can get in for free if you bought a ticket to the festival.
Okay, that's pretty sensational.
It's pretty class.
Because, it's unbelievable going to see a gig with 100,000 other people and you're like, wow, this is amazing. Look at me, people, we all share this experience together. But getting to go to something that's small and intimate for someone that you absolutely love and is huge and it's readily available to you is pretty cool. You can make a full holiday out of this.
You can. You just stick around for the week and the city is just buzzing with people from those shows too, so it's you can wrap it all into one.
Next, we are going to the Czech Republic. We are going to rock four people.
This one's a bit off the beaten track, and it's an hour from Prague in a town called Hradec Králové. I've probably butchered that.
Thank you. You said it with gusto.
Yeah, this is a bit more of a kind of alternative rock. Not like heavy metal, but it's kind of getting into that territory.
Okay.
It's got bands like The Offspring, Bring Me the Horizon and Pendulum. So if you're of that persuasion, it's perfect.
Yeah.
There's also some fantastic lower tier bands. You got like the Amazons are playing, Thumper, who are like, for my money, the
huge
best Irish live act at the minute. 173 euro for 4 days.
Sorry, that is bang for your buck.
That's bang for your buck,
yeah.
Prague is also just an incredible city. In the summer, the sun is unlike anything else. It's bearable, but it's also just beautiful the whole time. I mean, you can't beat that for the value for money, I think.
Yeah, and if that's what you're into, if you were into rock, then this is definitely the one for you.
It's the place to go, yeah.
Lowlands Festival. Talk to us about this one. It's happening from
Lowlands. Lowlands. this is one we played in 2017. And the thing about the Dutch is they're just absolutely bananas crazy.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, they're kind of like Irish people. They have a very dark sense of humour. It's very dry as well. You don't know that they're joking, but they'll say the most horrifically morbid thing to you and you realise, okay, they're joking with me. Really good crack. The crowds are just absolutely nuts. I mean, you could go on and do spoken word for 20 minutes and they would literally be jumping up and down, ripping chairs out the ground. It's great. It always inflated my ego going over there. I was like, damn, I'm really good.
No, Dr. Rock is in the house.
Yeah, Dr. Rock's in the house. No, they were literally, I mean, they would go mad if you just read from the phone book. Headliners are fantastic. Fred Again.
Amazing.
Who I've yet to see. Oh, no, I saw him in Primavera 2 years ago. Sorry. Queens of Stone Age, Idols, Inhaler are playing as well.
Yeah,
great Irish band. It's really another kind of very, very varied lineup. They got a band called Confidence Man. I don't know if you've seen them. They were one of the best sets at Electro Picnic last year. They're like a dance pop duo from New Zealand and they do all this insane choreography where they like spin each other around on top of their heads and stuff.
Oh my God, insane.
While making absolutely banging dance music. Yeah, that's probably what I'd go to this summer, I think.
Okay, so 10 out of 10 for this. Now, accessibility, it is 3 hours from Amsterdam.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a problem.
But you are coming up against some of the best crowds in Europe. So
exactly.
Worth it?
Worth it, I would
worth
say.
Worth it,
yeah.
Okay. Next one, we are going to Portugal. Where are we heading?
This is actually my pick, sorry.
Okay.
Because I went to this last year. And I think in the wake of COVID, a lot of festivals have struggled to get the logistics down, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like they just can't cater for the crowds anymore. I don't know.
I just don't know what happened. Do people forget?
Yeah, they did. They just forgot how to do the things that we normally did. But this festival didn't forget. And I went to this last year, just absolutely impeccable.
What's it called?
It's called Nos Alive.
Okay.
It's in the heart of Lisbon again, so extremely accessible. Lisbon is, I guess, probably one of the cheaper cities in Europe. So you're seeing a lot of people going there. There's plenty to do. The food is amazing. It's 200 quid for the 3 days. You got Dua Lipa.
At this point, you're going to be paying 200 quid to see Dua Lipa, like, by yourself.
Exactly.
So
may as well see it with guaranteed sunshine.
Yeah.
You know?
And the rest of the lineup is phenomenal as well. You've got Thailand Smashing Pumpkins there too.
Yeah. It's really good. Jessie Ware, Quang Bin. It's really, maybe it's a sign that I'm getting older. I'm in my 30s now. But when I was there last year, I just couldn't help but remark to my girlfriend, it's so well organized.
Oh,
here.
No, sorry. I am all for this.
Yeah.
Look, I think you're the same as me. We would have been going to festivals since we were like 17, 18. Okay. So you've gone through the years of it. So you know what is good and what's not good. A festival snob, let's just call it what
it is.
We know what's going on.
Well,
and I'm happy to see everybody having a good time and being like, well, back in my day now, it wasn't like this.
Yeah.
Came back to Oxygen and it was just two fields and that was it. There was a red camp, a blue camp, and a big stage.
And you were happy with it.
And exactly. But look at how well organized this is. There's water everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of.
No.
Go with a well organized festival. Exactly.
The shift.
Lastly, we have got Exit Festival in Serbia.
Exit, yeah. So I haven't been to this one. I was in this city a few weeks before this festival started, so I've heard a lot about it secondhand. We were playing a gig in this city, Novi Sad. It's quite interesting. The festival itself is in another fortress town, so if we got military fans out there, I got you guys covered, don't worry. It started in 2000 as a student protest movement. Festival,
what?
Yeah. It was all about championing progress and freedom. And so it's a very charitable festival. A lot of the money goes to like ecological and cultural movements and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So if you feel like you want to be a bit more kind of politically conscious with where you're putting your money, this is your shout. €150 for 3 days.
Very, very, very cheap for a three-day festival.
Very, very cheap. It is not very accessible at all.
Okay.
You have to fly into Niš in Serbia. Ryanair go there. Okay. They go blooming nearly everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The circle's out.
Yeah, but Novi Sad is 4 hours away.
Okay, so
you kind of want to wrap it up into a bit more of an adventuring holiday, I think.
Yeah.
If you're going to go there.
I was going to say, especially, again, it's the coming home part.
Yeah.
I'd say if you could even travel an hour and take a little pit stop and then get yourself back the rest of the way.
Yeah, when the happy chemicals are gone, it gets a bit more grim, doesn't it?
It's like, oh God, this is a reality that I signed up for.
Yeah.
But worth flying to as well for a blast of nostalgia because the Black Eyed Peas are playing at it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. I would love to see that. I think the last time I saw them was 2008 at Oxygen.
Same.
Yeah. Like
phenomenal.
And that was monumental. I mean, they have so many bangers. They honestly do.
They're another great wedding band. They are.
Yeah.
I'm sure they never wanted to be described as a wedding band, but here they are. Black Eyed
Peas. Yeah, the ultimate insult. There you go. Sorry, Will.i.am.
Luke, thank you so much for that. But a little birdie tells me that you've also got your own thing going on at the minute. Some live action. Tell us about this.
Yes. So when Oedekind finished, I formed a solo project called Blood Donor. And I brought out an album in October called Autofiction.
Amazing.
And I'm doing a release gig, a very belated release gig, on May 25th in the Workman's Cellar. And it's going to be a really good fun time.
Iconic venue.
Iconic venue.
Yeah, fantastic.
Iconic musician.
Iconic musician in an iconic venue. So if you would like to see Dr. Rock in action, how can people get tickets to that?
On Ticketmaster, €15, including booking fee.
What? Look, honestly, a little treat there for everybody.
There we go.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.